If you told Columbus's crew to hang on to the bitter end, they probably would not take you up on that offer. That's because the definition has changed in the 500-plus years since the explorer made his first trip to the Americas. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
In 1992, to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the Americas, the citizens of Columbus, Ohio, decided to recreate his flagship, the Santa Maria.
Some of the business people got together. They raised the funds to have the ship built. The ship was built in Albany, New York, and then after they built the ship, they had to cut the ship they just built in half, put it on the back of two trucks, and truck it to this location because there's no waterways between Albany, New York, and Columbus, Ohio.
Linda Ketchum oversees that full-scale replica of the Santa Maria.
I think it's important for people to see the size of the ship. They're always surprised at how small it is. I mean, it's not a very big ship. When you look at it from the shore, it looks smaller than it actually is. When you get on it, there is room for 40 people, but it still would be tight quarters.
The Santa Maria was the largest of his three ships, measuring about 100 feet long and 22 feet wide. It carried enough provisions to feed all 40 crew members for the entire voyage. Just because it was the largest ship, though, did not make it the best ship.
Well, he didn't really like the Santa Maria because she was very slow and very clumsy. His favorite ship actually was the Nina.
The Nina was the smallest of the three, measuring about 65 feet long and 18 feet wide. The Santa Maria ran aground in present-day Haiti in 1492. However, the tiny Nina made three trips with Columbus across the Atlantic, totaling over 25,000 miles. Seeing a full-scale replica of a ship helps understand the daunting task of crossing an ocean 500 years ago. The Santa Maria hosts plenty of school field trips, too. It's all a part of the interesting history people discover aboard Columbus's flagship. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.